on those, we can share, we definitely will let you know.
Okay.
In addition, I know Ford would just said about in terms of face to face and how we're looking to do things a little not so face to face. The part that would appeal to the public where you're still not allowed to have station tours and station visits. Like some persons who, with little ones especially, would tend to come to the fire station and you have brownies, etc., cup scouts or whatever, and different entities will usually come and tour the fire stations. That service is at this point not avoided, not allowed to have that. So that is, from the public perspective, a little disappointment, but it is what we have to do at this point until things are a lot safer as they would have been in the past.
We might probably have to look at doing a virtual tour.
Yeah, that is also that we have talked about in the past. And
that is only the thing of COVID. We don't just see things that we cannot do.
We're working
on the things that we can do, but we can still go about being effective in our jobs from day to day. If it is the case that person still wants to have the tour, they may not be able to come visit the stations, but even if we can just go around the camera and point out different things on the truck, we're looking at the different options, and it would also help, you know, if the public would engage us, you know, make suggestions, and we'll see how we can also try to work and implement some of these strategies.
And let me just say as well, like many of those our listeners, we would have ended 2020 saying after the year we had all the plans we had for 2021 going forward. And the same thing goes for the unit. We were looking forward to 2021 and doing so much things in the community and reaching out, not just as a unit, but the entire Barbados Fire Service. And with 2021 and the current situation we're in, it meant then that we had to change our thinking, but not let it dawn on us. And with the new fresh heads that we have, along with ourselves, in terms of being more creative in how we approach and do certain things.
Mm.
And one thing I must say, 2020 brought out the creativity of business to even higher extent.
True.
And in lockdown, the more things that we just used and created and done to put a smile on each other's face and still carry on as business, regardless of the situation we're in. We too, as a unit, are looking at how we can use our creative juices and the minds are put together so that 2021 will be even better than the previous year that we would have had.
Sounds good. And of course, even the virtual tour would be good for children who are doing school online. Because even this week, as school resumes, it will be online. So, you know, it's that would be good. And can engage also people overseas, you know. So that's good. That sounds like a really good idea.
Also to reach a larger target audience, that's for sure.
That's fantastic. That's good. So, you know, we're looking forward to that coming off and coming off well. And we know that, as you said, Officer Sobers, there are plans that people would have had that did not materialize because, of course, of the situation. But we know that 2021 will be a year of just being innovative and creative, really bringing out, you know, I've always said that crisis brings out people's resilience. And we know that resilience has increased. Even those who may have, you know, been down for a bit, they're coming back up now and coming back stronger. And we're looking forward to that for sure. Now, there was something that I know you would have wanted to mention as well, re-businesses and their exits. So let me just allow you to do that at this time.
Thank you. Now, earlier in 2020, around March, yes, you know, COVID came to our shores. And some persons used the opportunity then to, in the middle of COVID, and put that in your quotes, you're saying you're securing their places. Now, I want to advise and I want to remind persons, yes, you're looking at security, you're looking in terms of safety for the persons who may patronize your business, One of the things that we do not want you to do is if you have two exits or three exits, to be blocking those exits and saying you're only utilizing one door. The Barbados Fire Service will not sit by and allow that to happen. It means that in the event that anything happens within that environment, that you are putting persons at risk. If you're going to utilize the door, have one door for in and the other for out if you're concerned about cross-contamination. It is not a case that you're going to block off one of the exits and say everybody has to use this one particular door. If you go back to the act says that there should be alternative exits where applicable they can be provided. Now, persons, again, you start to run off at your mouth and you're going to hear, but what about these one door shops and this, they were built before? Some cases, people have tried to alter the structure. They have put in alternative exits. You may not be able to see them. Some of them are there. In that case, we ask that they use extra protection. That is, being asked to put in more fire coverage, exactly. More extinguishers, more smoke alarms. You don't know what we've been asking these persons to do to come up to grade, to come up to scratch. Begging you, I'm pleading with you, please do not use this opportunity. You've seen it before. Some of those shops, if you're listening, you know who you are. You'll be working with us, and we thank you. We applaud you for taking the measures that you have taken thus far. But for those other persons who are even thinking of contemplating it, I'm saying to you, it will not be accepted. And once the information is brought to the attention of any member of the Barbados Fire Service, and we visit the site and there is a problem there, you can deal with it. We ask you to, or we can have the other authorities come in and help us to deal with it. The words, the wise is enough.
Yes, yes.
So
oh, yes, yes. She's talking to you. I wanted to give it the senior title. But we just left that pre-battle the tour that we had last year.
Let's move on. We need to end the show so I can talk to somebody my juniors.
Oh my goodness. Oh, wow, wow, wow. But you know what? We've seen the danger. We've seen it. You know, it's amazing how people only get the message when it's too late or some tragedy, some kind of devastation. And we know that, yes, you want to be able to have your safety precautions in place, but not at the detriment of people's lives. And that is, you know, you're trying to make good on one thing and make it worse for something else, even much worse for something else. So, yes, we just want to really admonish people not to close off fully. I know that there are some instances where maybe people would have some kind of a blockade, like a chair or something to indicate that people can't come here, but not to totally, no, not even that?
Not even that. Blocked at all. It was supposed to be ease of access for that ingress point, for that path that you're traveling. There's nothing supposed to be in the way.
Okay, wow. All right, well, there you have it. Not just one entrance and exit, but please adhere, because you don't want to, you know, better to be safe than sorry. Yeah, that's it.
Also, typical persons out there, please do not use COVID right now as an excuse not to have your fire safety inspections. Remember, again, according to law, not the Barbados Fire Service law, but if you check the shots at Safety and Health, the Safety and Health at Work legislation, you see that you are required to have a fire safety inspection, annual fire safety inspection. For those of you who know that your inspection is outdated or about to expire, please go online and fill out those forms so that we can start the process rolling. This is no excuse. COVID is no excuse not to have. Once you are operating, once those doors are still open, you are supposed to still have that inspection done.
Right, wonderful. Now, as you mentioned, online, well, actually, Officer Collins would have mentioned that as well last week. Now, what could you just remind us what can be done online so that people can put their minds at ease, they don't have to actually go in physically to the Barbados Fire Service? So you can actually apply for the fire certificate online. Is there anything else that can be done online?
Yes. You can apply for the inspection online. Inspection online. Once you're compliant, once everything is okay, then the certificate is issued. Again, we work on part of the past. If you don't have this, you don't have that, we'll be deposing on. We're not paying $50,000 for
it. Did you just say a $50,000 fine?
A $50,000 fine.
Okay.
All right. What we do, we work with, we want to recognize that you're willing to work and cooperate with us. We work with you. So if I say to you, well, such and such, I'm going to give you 2 weeks, or I'm going to give you about 2 weeks to get this there up to grade. Fine, and I expect within 2 weeks that is that. If I come back in 2 weeks and it's not there, I come back in 3 weeks and it's not, well, I know you have no, it doesn't seem like you have any plans, any intentions of actually doing anything about it, and I'm not going to play the Captain O's game. There, people think that we're a society and we don't like books, but part of our job is writing reports. So those reports are written once with the administration that we have. I'm sure there will be some sort of feedback. That's just what it's called. So apart from the inspection forms that can be done online, there's also the work permit that can also be applied for online. Persons of therefore made an application to the Barbados Fire Service. That form is also online. We're currently working on getting some other forms online as well. We're in the process of doing that right now. So I'm not going to mention them as yet, but as they come online, I'll definitely give you the information. And the thing is about it is that a lot of our internal forms have gone online, so it's not that we're just asking the public to do these things online. We ourselves, we have to do them. So once I release a notification form, that is no longer the case.
True.
You can't go to work, used to be a piece of paper, fill out for resumption duties, everything is now online. That's the way that we're going. If we're talking about paperless society, persons are with the fear of COVID, transmission and such, like persons are trying to get away more from the paperwork and everything else. So embrace technology.
Yes, and of course.
In those cases where there aren't forms at the moment, you can write a correspondence and send it by email to the chief of the officer. Address to the chief of the officer, you can send it by email to the Barbados Fire Service and just state what service it is you're looking at having, what it is that you're looking at doing, and all of the relevant information, contact information, and we will for sure reach out and not limit you or restrict you from getting that service done.
Right. So that's the service website, fireservice.gov.bb. You're going to see there are a whole set of different tabs there. And you just click on the services. If it's something for training, you go to the Fire Academy. And they have the list of courses that they are offering. You select and you fill out that form online. Officer will be in contact with you if it is something related to fire prevention. Again, you click on fire prevention. You look at those, the list of forms that are there, what services it is that you're looking at. You fill out that form. An officer will be there to contact you. Any other information, what you can do is send an email to us at
bfs.fpce@fireprevention.gov.bb.
Now that's basically it one more time, please.
That's basically BFS for Barbados Fire Service. So bfs.fpce for Fire Prevention Code Enforcement. So once again, bfs.fpce@fireservice.gov.bb.
Wow. All right. All right. Well, this is where Mr. Technology comes in, you know?
Hello?
Go ahead.
I just want to remind you about this as well. For those who